Anyone else says, now, it's important, the next paragraph is important for a person to have a good heart. A person is blessed with a heart to use that heart. A heart is made to feel with. A person's feelings are experienced within his heart. So if a person knows that someone is suffering, another human being is suffering, he is supposed to join in that suffering. Just like when you have a close friend of yours is making a simcha, you feel happy for his sake. You join in that simcha. So too should a person with a good heart feel the pain and suffering of another human being. A kol shekein, surely, if there is a whole group or a whole city or the entire Jewish nation is suffering, chas v'shalom, and surely those who are not actually suffering should feel the pain and suffering of their fellow Jews. And this, Rabbeinu says, as a pasuk, this refers to the person should hit his head against the wall. It's a saying, bang your head against the wall. This refers to this case. A person should bang his head against the wall. What does that mean? It means the head is the thought. The wall is the heart. Kida is halev. We find the case of Cheskio HaMelech. King Cheskio is very ill. So the prophet Yeshayahu told him he's going to die. Then he told the prophet to leave and said to him, I have information that a Jew should never give up hope. Even if I am destined to die, it's the decree of heaven, I can turn to Hashem and tefillah and prayer and destroy that heavenly decree. But what does the pasuk say? He turned his face to the wall. Vayasev Haskel Ponav Elakir. He turned his face to the wall. Ponav Elakir. That's exactly what Venizel says, the head against the wall. Ponim, pinim, literally means inside, the depth, the inside. What is the inner depth of a person? The machshava, the thoughts of a person in his mind. He turns his inner thoughts to the wall, kidais halev, the walls of the heart. He bound these together. The heart is the seat of emotion. And with this emotion, he then gave in to powerful tefillah, to prayer, to daven, and this is what saved him. The scale of Melech's life was saved then. Hashem said, I heard your prayers, and I have prolonged, I have lengthened your life. This is what a person is supposed to do. He's supposed to feel the suffering of others, use his mind, combine it with his heart, think, feel about the suffering of others. If you feel along with them, you daven with them. You'll daven with much more kavana. And by an increased power of tefillah, larger numbers davening, surely whatever harsh decree there is against Jews, or even against one individual, can be nullified in heaven through the power of tefillah.